here's a picture. I've dated it to about 1920. There's a big Italian family there that the little girl is about 4 or 5 years old in the back row of this, all these children is my great-grandmother named Mella. And this picture would have been taken in Italy just a year or two before they came to the U.S. But this is just a reproduction. The actual object is, this is the camera that took that picture. So it's a Kodak 1A autographic. And I'll get back to that in just a moment. Let me open it up here. My grandfather, my great-grandmother's son, was a wedding photographer for many years. So he had a camera collection, and he gave this to me. So you open the front plate here and pull out the little bellows there. And you actually take a picture by standing over it, looking down. There's a little lens. And then hit the shutter. I'll do the shutter. It's a good noise. Maybe? No. entirely mechanical, but there is one neat part of this that differs from the earlier model of Kodak. This camera was made from about 1914 to 1927. And it has a little opening in the back here with a stylus that fits right in there that's lost to time. But you open this and you're right on the back of the film exposure, and you can write or sign, write a date, note people's names, write a hashtag, whatever you want. And it'll. This came with a supplement that you can actually develop the film yourself. This tin of chemicals that you could buy and drop the whole spool into it. I'm sure it was extremely dangerous. But so if you ever go digging through old photos and you see ones that are actually signed right on the paper, it probably came from one of these. So this is cool. And I guess I would put it in with the autographic plate and all in the Museum of Proto-Social Media.